Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to get out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcome in someone who is a former personality at 923 The Fan. You could catch him right after the Mac Attack, right before In the Clubhouse with Kyle Bailey, and also before overtime with Sharon Thorsland. It's none other than the partner to Josh Parcell there in Charlotte. It is Nick Wilson, ladies and gentlemen.
That was like the nicest thing you guys have ever said about me. I'm like mildly touched.
Well, as somebody who's been a frequent listener to Overtime with Sharon Thorsland for years, as she's reported down in Charlotte for 15 years with multiple stations and got her start at Florida State, of course, working on the coaches' shows and other athletic programming at Fox Sports Florida before joining WBT. Hold on, I'm reading more of her bio. Anyway, as someone who's been a frequent listener to that show for years, it's great to talk to you.
Well, I mean, that's how of course it came into focus that this would be a station I could go at. You and I were talking about it, and you're like, is that the one with Florida State's very own Sharon Thorsland? And I said, yes. And then you said, you have to take it. And that's basically why I'm here.
All right, enough. Nick Wilson, we are happy to hear from you. I'm very glad to hear you're doing very well. I know you still have a lot of fans here in Northeast Ohio, and they check in on you sometimes. So we thought it would be a good idea to bring you on because – you guys had the cool experience that Cleveland's about to have twice in the next 3 years, which is All-Star Weekend festivities in your town that you worked at, and it was the NBA. Now, Ken skipped all of it this weekend. He wasn't paying attention.
I watched pro wrestling.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I was here, and it's the NBA All-Star Weekend. If you've seen one of them, you've seen all of them, unless you're actually going to them.
Okay,
so
but
what'd
you go to? Did you go to any of the parties? Were you credentialed? What kind of experience was it like this weekend?
Well, the NBA circus rolls into town at kind of the beginning of the week, but the parties don't really start till kind of middle of the week, so I went to a shoe party. I went to a liquor party.
Hold on.
Went to a liquor party.
Wait, start out with the shoe party and go from there. What was Nick Wilson doing at the shoe party?
Is that like a key party?
Spice of life party.
The best part about the shoe party is I'm a 14 Triple E, and it's the one level of shoe that they don't have.
Literally, yeah, Andre the Giant?
They have you know, little people shoes. They got, you know, normal guy size shoes. They got Shaq size shoes. They didn't have any for my fat ogre feet. But no, I was just hanging and banging.
Did you feel before you get to hanging and banging, Nick?
Let's go to the hanging and banging.
Did you feel pressure to wear like your best shoes to this?
No. You guys know after seeing my kind of foot apparel. The level of foot apparel. I wore my rundown broken up shoes because somebody has to represent what's real in that world, and that's what I did for them.
He wore the grass cutters.
Oh, I did. Yeah. There's a hole in this shoe. If shoes got you laid, there would be a hell of a drought going on. Let's just say that about these shoes.
So you were fitting in with everybody down in Charlotte. All right. So you were able to get into the parties. It wasn't that difficult.
No, I mean, basically, once you get on, once you get on like a master list of this person has a credential, you get like 1,000 emails.
Oh, I can't
and
wait.
So honestly, my partner on air is the less slippery equivalent of you. He's very well connected, and so I just kind of went to him and was like, all right, I don't want to handle these four things. What party should I go for? And sure enough, you know, he was able to kind of point me in the right direction. And, yeah, you get a bunch of free crap, too, which I like.
Were there more people, because you're in Charlotte, were there more people who are excited about the 500 or the All-Star game?
Yeah, I got to say it was probably the All-Star game. But I think it's a lot closer. There were a lot of people who were not looking forward to this weekend in Charlotte because even though it's a good thing for the city, it's an absolute takeover. Like, the Hornets really, you know, the Hornets had suggestions to the NBA, but they weren't really involved. You know, the NBA kind of ran the whole thing. So you also have a bunch of out-of-towners. So traffic, which is already bad down here, is horrific down here. Was taken to another level. So a lot of people just got out of Dodge. So I would actually say it's probably, I bet you it's 60-40, the NBA All-Star Weekend had the excitement level, but that's not what I expected. Like, leading up to this, if the Hornets were good, I think you would have had an 80-20, but of course the Hornets aren't good, so yeah, people were more just happy to get it over, I think.
I think that's very similar to what it was like for the Republican convention in town. I think a lot of people were kind of scared about that takeover that you talked about, and I don't know, Major League Baseball, I think, does a better job of doing inclusive things to have all sorts of events. So I got to ask you, Nick Wilson joining us from WFNZ in Charlotte, former radio personality here at 92.3 The Fan. Were there a lot of events for just people in the town to go to? Were there some cool events they could just participate in?
Yeah, I mean, not for adults. They did a really great job of their philanthropic programs. Players did a great job, like Steph Curry. He roped in a lot of his guys and a lot of the Warriors and guys he knew around the NBA for big events. And they did good. They did wonderful stuff with like kids and schools and all that. But if you just were a normal charlatan and you wanted to just go out downtown and just happen to bump into somebody, well, you could bump into somebody. You just couldn't get to the same place as them because everything was restricted. And there was, you know, maybe, okay, in all of Charlotte, Charlotte has a lot of shops, has a lot of different places. In all of downtown Charlotte, you're probably talking about five places where if you just wanted to go grab a beer, you could actually go do that because everything was reserved. Everything was paid for by somebody and shut off, and you had to be on a list.
Nick Wilson, join us on the hotline. So, you're down in Charlotte. You get the NBA All-Star Weekend, all the festivities. Did you enjoy the dunk contest? Did you enjoy the three-point shootout? As I said, Ken, my partner, he ignored all of it.
Well, I apparently have the hottest take on the planet, that the dunk contest has just outlasted its usefulness. I think when we talk about pound for pound on entertainment every year, in the era of great shooters, the three-point competition never disappoints me. And this year, again, Joe Harris versus Steph Curry in the finals there, Joe Harris hitting, what, 27 shots, Steph only hitting or getting 26. So I thought that was great. And then the dunk competition, like, I just the props just don't do anything for me. Like, oh, it's, you know, we're going to go ahead and celebrate the Wright brothers by jumping over the plane. But that's not really the plane. It's like, I don't know. I'm being a little bit old man about this, but I said this week that I think every year from now on, because, again, I think it's more important the era that we live in with all these phenomenal sharpshooters, that should close out the event. I think that's really the only criticism. The skills competition is fun, but, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of a little bit of a laugh. There you got guys taking half-court shots when they to try and win their round or their matchup. So, no, I mean, I think the three-point competition's a hell of a lot of fun. But the dunk contest, even like the Aaron Gordon dunk, which everybody now considers iconic, I don't know about you. I grew up 1980s, 1990s basketball. Dominique Wilkins, Michael Jordan, even Vince Carter, you know, those are the iconic dunks that don't need gimmicks to get over.
Nick, what could Cleveland do better than Charlotte? I know that's a loaded question, but from your experience, what can we do better when we get the NBA All-Star Game?
I mean, for the NBA, just experience it. Like, don't avoid it. Like, too many people down here avoided it. And, like, it's completely okay if you just walk around town, you find a list. Actually, what Cleveland can actually do is let everybody know where they can actually go that isn't going to be blocked off by somebody. Like, the city of Cleveland would really help themselves, because then you would have more Clevelanders mixing with all these big wigs and rappers and artists and everything, you know, NBA players. I think that would help, especially in a city like Cleveland. Cleveland and Charlotte kind of have, you know, Cleveland's way more provincial, but there is that feeling of wanting to be included in things, kind of, and not just be a party to something. So I think that would be a big thing. And I think the other thing is, especially, just like, it's not, so I remember with the RNC, which we're actually going to have here in about 2 years, or a year, I remember thinking to myself, like, I just got to get through it. Like, Just go out and about. Just don't let it change your life. It'll change the traffic patterns, but it's not going to gridlock. With the way Cleveland's set up, it shouldn't gridlock Cleveland the way it did Charlotte. So, but realize, it's an absolute corporate event. I mean, whereas baseball, and I'm 100% with you on this, Lima. That's why I was so disappointed in the NBA All-Star Weekend. Baseball just naturally, they just do a little bit better job of making it a Cleveland experience. You know, the NBA is such a national organization, and they sell you on the national storylines and all that. I think the All-Star game, it's going to be fine because you've been there, done that. I think for the NBA, just realize it's a corporate event and it's not going to be everything you want it to be.
Hi, Nick Wilson. Join us on the hotline. Let's ask you about, you know, the old team that you used to cover. Was anybody in Charlotte outraged down there that a team picked up Kareem Hunt, and would they have taken him there?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. You know, we do – we'll send out polls like you guys will occasionally, and we talked about Kareem. And I think the whole point with everybody was – I think everybody kind of agreed with me, which was I don't have an issue with second chances. I think it's a little bit interesting that it's 3 months afterwards. I think that, honestly, nobody does a really good job of spelling out how somebody can come back from this. As a nation, we're so good at the outrage, and we're so good at getting to blowing up over things like this and talking about how wrong this person is, that we don't ever talk about what recovery looks like. And that can be domestic violence. That can be about anything, really, just anything in the era of social media. So I think most people said, listen, had the Browns signed him in August, they wouldn't have had a problem. But because it was the middle of February, because, you know, it still hadn't even been three full months, I think that was more the issue. But I do think, by and large, most people said, yeah, Kareem Hunt probably should get another chance. It just is win that matters to them.
All right. Well, I appreciate all of your perspective, but now we have to hammer you.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that okay?
No, yeah, that's fine. Hammer me.
All right. I was told by our producer, Owen, that he enjoys listening to your show down in Charlotte. And he said the best part about it is when he's listening to that show in Charlotte that you host, it's like a slice of life from 92.3 The Fan and from this very morning show.
I'm going to need some details on this.
Owen?
Reckless speculation.
Thank you, kid.
Well, quite honestly, right. I flipped through thinking I was hitting Kansas City, and I hit Nick Wilson's Charlotte 610, and I heard not Nick himself, but his co-host, and I believe his producer both saying, well, that sounds like reckless speculation. They didn't have the horn, though.
Reckless speculation.
I got to say that I did not actually hear this, but I believe his reckless speculation about you stealing reckless speculation.
You stealing from us, you damn thief?
Have you guys done the schedule game yet?
I have not gone Baskin and Phelps on you, and that is an honest-to-God American promise from one American to another. So what happened is my producer has the ability to never found anything in reality, and he's the guy, like, he saw Dave Tepper, the Panthers owner, watching Ron Rivera at practice and came on air and tried to pass it off as his thought that, nope, this means Ron Rivera's getting fired. So somebody threw out the idea that he was recklessly speculating.
I like this guy.
Okay. And then, so his nickname is Reckless Speculation, or Rex Specs for short.
Oh my God.
But that's his gimmick. It's not a bit on the show. He's just really bad at talking sports.
So are you blaming him for biting off our gimmick? Is it gimmick infringement on him and not you?
Yeah.
And you're passing the buck.
What are you doing?
Correct. Yes, that's 100% what I'm doing. Anything that you like of my show, I did that. Anything that somebody could have lifted or that could have been, you know, maybe gimmick infringement, somebody else did that, and we've handled them very harshly.
Well, you know, Nick, I think it's been made abundantly clear to the people that listen to this show that I don't love the name of this show that I'm on. So we're going to go ahead and change it, and we're going to borrow something from Charlotte. We're going to call this Overtime with Sharon Thorsland.
I'm okay with that. All right, that's fine. I mean, listen, here's the thing. If you want to steal Sharon Thorsland's gimmick, I think, I'll be honest with you, I think that's going to solve the Anthony Lima conundrum.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes, the conundrum. Go ahead. Kid wants to ask you something really quickly to give you a chance to respond.
Oh, here we go.
Nick, I just wanted to know when you were going to steal the Sweet Chin music.
Now.
He beat you to it. He ruined it.
He knew. He didn't ruin it. He knew.
Well done, Nick.
As soon as I... Look. I worked a year with him. I spent a year putting him over on the nights, all right?
Put him over.
Put him over, baby.
And he knew as soon as I come on and ask a question at the end of an interview that it's time for the Sweet Chin
you
music.
You know that's Kenny Kayfabe over there?
That's my gimmick.
Did we telegraph it too much?
My breaking Kayfabe?
It's out right now for the Would You Rather updates.
Okay.
51% D-Generation X over NW.
I told you.
Yeah.
That's close. People love DX, man.
I knew people. Yeah, I knew I was in the minority.
It's the gimmick, though. It's the gimmick of DX, for real. And at that point in time, being able to get away with everything that they did, where you can look back at it and go, oh, my God, there is absolutely no way they can do this on television now. There is nothing that
no. –
where you look back at the NWO and you're like, okay, they could still do that. It would be a blatant ripoff of the NWO, but someone could still do that. There is no way 90% of what DX did you could get away with now.
Like the chops to the certain area. You can't do that. I mean, let's be serious here.
People are responding. I mean,
Dano on Twitter is right. More than half of the WCW roster is in NWO. Disco Inferno is in NWO. It's true. It's absolutely true.
Everyone was. And Virgil was in NWO, man. And that's what killed it. Even before they split between the red and black and the black and white, even before they split.
Which
they had to because they had the entire roster in the NWO.
Are you trying to get me to change my vote now and go back to DX? Because I don't know. I know this sounds ridiculous because it was so popular, and maybe it's because I was starting to fall out of favor with a lot of what was going on in wrestling. I thought it was a little juvenile. I know you were doing it every time, every strike, anytime.
Lima said Kid will be 95 years old and still doing the old
DX chop. Yeah, I got two words for you. when I'm 90 years old, I'll put that on my tombstone.
Real quick.
I got two words for you.
Ben Axelrod, WKYC, has weighed in. Says DX had the better long-term run, but there is no DX without NWO. Has to go NWO. See, this becomes Nirvana Foo Fighters.
There is neither one of them without the click.
Here we go.
Oh, there's not the click.
Nothing without the click.
There's technically not the click without the Four Horsemen.
Well, and that as well.
That's why I'm a Four Horseman. The original. Paul Roma doesn't count, okay?
What?
All right.
Dean Malenko.
Chris Benoit.
Mongo McMichaelin getting the job done, okay?
Those don't count.
Ole. Who's just such a mean guy, he convinced Arn Anderson to be his brother, even though they're not really.
That's right.
Then you got Tully, and then, of course, you have Ric Flair.
What about the Von Erichs? They count for anything in this?
I think that's a chapter we'd rather not go down. Speaking about things we'd rather not talk about, Colin Kaepernick, coming up next on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.